The gentle buzz from these fuzzy little insects is common during the summers in the valley. But as temperatures drop, where does that buzzing go? Beekeepers spend a lot of time and effort preparing their hives for the cold months.
A good beekeeper makes sure that they leave enough honey so that the bees can consume and live through the winter.
That's Tom Knapp, a Harrisonburg beekeeper. But there's a lot more to it than just the honey.
Spring starts early in a bee colony, for sure, even ahead of any blooms of spring.
Beekeepers like Knapp and John Lewis say that the bees prepare for each season two seasons ahead. So they prepare for the winter well into the summer. Lewis is the founding president of Beekeepers of the Northern Shenandoah. He says that the biggest threat to the hive sustainability is an increase in moisture from the winter's harsh winds.
Their colony, it doesn't have to be insulated, but it does have to be reasonably well sealed so that the winter winds aren't blowing through it. You have to be sure the colony has a dry space and that it's ventilated so that moisture can vent out.
In the temperate Virginia weather, bees are the only insects that can overwinter, meaning that they can survive the low temperatures without having to hibernate. That's because bees create their own warmth inside of the hive, as Tom Knapp says.
Honeybees, when they're raising young in the spring and summer, they will raise the internal hive temperature about 93 to 95 degrees. And at the cessation of the laying season, the temperature will drop down.
Unlike yellow jackets or other types of wasps, bees sustain themselves by creating honey, a carbohydrate that they consume throughout the winter. Of course, humans also like honey, so Lewis and Knapp agree that it's important to not overharvest during the winter.
You have to be modest in terms of how much honey you take and be certain that you're not taking so much that they're left in a lurch when winter turns long and cold.
While bees continue to thrive in chilly weather, they are still susceptible to invasive species. The worst enemy of the honeybee is the varroa mite. Measuring only 1 millimeter long and weighing less than 0.5 milligram, these arachnids may be small in size, but they are deadly to a hive.
When the bees are raising their brood, the mite goes into a cell and they cut into its skin and feed off of its lymph. And in doing that, they transfer a lot of viruses and they shorten the life of the bees and shorten the life of the colonies.
Beekeepers can take preventative measures to avoid varroa mites. Researchers from Penn State found that treating the hives with thymol, an extract from the thyme plant, will deter the mites. But once the mites get into the cells, there is nothing anyone can do.
You're trying to kill a bug on the back of a bug. And you're trying to do it not only not killing the host bug, you're not wanting to disrupt its reproductive cycle and its life cycle in its entirety. So you want to kill one bug while not even affecting the other bug. And this is, it turns out, a very hard problem to do.
Lewis, who is a neuropsychologist by day, is used to tackling tricky problems like that. While Lewis spends his days studying the human brain, he says that the brain of a bee is what got him interested in beekeeping.
A honeybee's brain is about as big as the head of a pin. I mean, it's absolutely tiny. But for what the size of their neurocortex is, they and other social insects have a phenomenal number of intelligences. They know how to do a crazy number of things based out of this infinitesimally small little brain. Beekeeping draws a very interesting cut of humanity who says, gee, 50,000 flying stinging insects, that sounds like fun to me. There are people you wouldn't see in the same room in the same space, but they come together because they love these little insects.
But you don't need to be a neuropsychologist or even an experienced beekeeper to help these sweet pollinators. Tom Knapp says that there are steps that everyone can take to help the bees.
If you don't want to keep bees, plant flowers. If you see bees that where they're not supposed to be, don't destroy them. Do not spray them with a pesticide. Call someone like me or others through the Shenandoah Valley Beekeepers Association, and they will rescue them.
And once the ground thaws, be sure to keep certain weeds around to help the bees in their pollination.
Every beekeeper loves dandelion. Dandelion is an early crop that beekeepers really appreciate and bees really appreciate.